Martin Tielli, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 FM.
Hunger when the sun gets lower, down by the bridge.
Yes, and we might not soil our big suit, but we do fill down a little bit. We'll talk about that in a second. This is Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff. I'm here steering the ship across the rocky waters every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. Actually, I say every Sunday, but I haven't been here for like a couple of weeks. I feel a little rusty. It's good to be back in the saddle, and hopefully you're still around. Did you have fun at Folk Fest? Yeah, I thought so. We'll play some Folk Fest stuff, I think, later on in the show. And, you know, if you want to talk about Folk Fest or you discovered anything in Folk Fest, you can always give us a call here, 269-863-6269-UMFM. Or you can always drop an email, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com, and we'll talk about Folk Fest. We're also going to, I think, we're going to talk about another sort of Folk Fest coming up in August that I have not been to yet. But I'm really looking forward to checking it out this year. It's called the Trout Forest Music Festival. And we will, I think, perhaps talk to the artistic director coming up later on in the show. And and whatever else we can fit in. We got some new stuff to play for you and some old stuff to play for you. And I don't know, whatever. We're just gonna roll with it for a couple hours. And it's not that sunny outside. It's not that warm outside. So you don't need to go anywhere. Just stay home. Listen to the radio. Join us, won't you? We started it off with our old friends there, those singer-songwriter heroes, the Rio Statics, from their Double Live record with a song called The Royal Albert. And that is an honor. I got some, I don't know if you've heard the sad, sad, devastating news yet, but the Albert, you know, the legendary place that you probably have never been to and probably never should. It's been sold. They're turning it into some yuppie bar or something, which sucks big time. Because as far as live music goes, original music, you know, cool music, the Albert is pretty much it's the place, man. It's always been there. Not a lot of the bands that we play a lot here on the show have probably played the Albert, but I'm sure they've all hung out there at some point or other. And maybe not a lot of you have ever been to the Albert, and you probably never should. But I'm telling you. I've seen many, many, many good bands there at the Albert, and I'm a little choked up. I guess we got till the end of the year to visit the Albert again. So if you haven't been down to the Albert, put on your bulletproof vest and head on down there sometime. Bring some earplugs. You might need them. But we'll play a few Royal Albert bands that you might like. This is a lady that you might not like, to be honest. I don't know. Some people don't get it. I think she's brilliant. And I remember she came to town, must have been 2002 or so, because that's when this album came out, for a CD release for her last record. And I was super excited. And my good friend Monica Schrader was super excited. And I remember we went down there to see this lady, and I think we were pretty much the only ones there, except for Nathan, who opened. And it was a great show. But I guess I can't blame her for not coming back since, because there was nobody there. But we enjoyed ourselves, and if you had been there, you would have enjoyed yourself too. So this is a little tribute to a lady who played at the Albert 5 or so years ago, and I was there, but you weren't. Her name is Mia Sheard, and I might even play a couple just because I don't know. We'll see. We'll start it off with something from her from the record that she released around the time that she was playing at the Albert. This is from her album Anemone, something called Sunday on Taliban to Go Home.
Heartache. places I know. We meet here for our dress rehearsal to say I wanted it this way. Wait for the year to drown. Spring forward, fall back down. I'm trying not to wonder where you are.
this is Jeff Berner. I'm an accordion player, and that gives me the authority to tell you that you are listening to Tell the Band to Go Home with Jeff Robson on 101.5 UMFM Hit Free Radio.
Cheap and light enough to travel. Hush, little baby, don't you cry. Please don't mind the screaming of the man in the alley on the small of his back. The policeman's knee is kneeling. I'll tell you an open secret, child. Not everyone is knowing. If that little man ever left this place, you and I would soon be going. 'Cause that's what keeps the rent down, baby. That's what keeps the rent down low. That's what keeps the rent down, baby. That's what keeps the rent down low. Your daddy ain't rich, he's a music man. Your mother, she's a painter. We took over the lease of this old house from those whose hearts are fainter. 'Cause we don't mind the painted ladies with their weeping sores all swollen. We don't mind that everyone we know has had their stereo stolen. 'Cause that's what keeps the rent down, baby. That's what keeps the rent down low. That's what keeps the rent down, baby. That's what keeps the rent down low. One fine morning, you'll wake up to bulldozers and renovation. 'Cause folks like your mom and dad are just shock troops of gentrification. For the single young professionals who find the neighborhood hip and charming. But if they heard about the lady who got chopped up in the alley, they'd probably find it alarming. That's what keeps the rent down, baby. That's what keeps the rent down low. That's what keeps the rent down, baby. That's what keeps the rent down low. That's what keeps the rent down low. That's what keeps the rent down low.
There are no roads here, there are no signposts to guide a man through this dark land. There are no roads here, there is no history, no written law to stay one's hand. Well, there's a grown old wagon trail that's headed for the west. There's a teepee ring at the Purple Springs if your ponies need their rest. There's a shepherd out in Vauxhall in the coulees who may know, but the sheep shack's old and leaning, and that was 60 years ago. There are no roads here, there are no signposts to guide a man through this dark land. There are no roads here, there is no history, no written law to stay one's hand. Well, I see handcarts pulled by desperate settlers bent under the yoke, fleeing lives of certain serfdom for this new faith of which he spoke. Trekking across the desert with a few intrepid Danes, there's times I still think I can feel the blood of Vikings in my veins. I hear strawberry roan and there's bison bones been bleached out in the sun. South of Raymond whiskey trade, the antelope still run. Hidden family reasons at the edge of consciousness. Silhouettes of grazing cattle on that old Milk River ridge. There are no roads here, there are no signposts to guide a man through this dark land. There are no roads here, there is no history, written law to stay one's hand. There are no roads here, there are no signposts to guide a man through this dark land. There are no roads here, there is no history, no written law to stay one's hand. No written law to stay one's hand. Thank you.
There's Andy Shepherd with something called Beautiful Downtown Chicken. And I'm pretty sure that Andy Shepherd never played at the Royal Albert when he was living in town. But I know that he hung out there a few times because I had some good times hanging out at the Albert. You know, he seems like such a shy, quiet guy, that Andy Shepherd. But he knows how to have a good time. I know. I've seen it. There you go. So Andy Shepherd there. Before that, a few from a particularly memorable show at the Albert that happened, I don't know, 5 years ago or so, featuring Cor Blund. We heard No Roads Here. We heard Jeff Burner, That's What Keeps the Rent Down, Baby, and the Derangers with Runaway. And that show, there was a guy in the audience that was heckling Cor Blund, and at one point, Corb jumped down into the crowd and took a round out of the guy during the during the show, and then jumped back up on stage and started singing again. Cor Blund, I also saw Cor Blund play at the Albert as part of the Smalls many years ago, and a little different band, let's put it that way. The Weaker Thans, Left and Leaving, saw them play at the Albert. They had their anniversary where they did those five shows in five different venues or whatever it was a few years ago, and saw them there. And two from Mia Sheard. And I like her. I know that not everybody does, but I think she's great. We heard something called Girly Man from an album that called Reptilian, and I absolutely love this record. And I know that some people don't get it, but I think it's pretty brilliant. And before that, something from her album Anemone. We heard Sunday. Yes, and it is Sunday, and we're enjoying it, and we're. Little sad that the Albert is changing, but that's all right. It's all right. We'll survive somehow. Speaking of the Albert, a band, we're going to try a little experiment now. A band that I know has played the Albert. I know they opened for Mia Sheard and a bunch of other people, and we're going to play something from our pals Nathan coming up after just a short break. And the experiment is we're going to see if the Nathans are actually listening to the show, because we're hoping to talk to one of the Nathans here on the show today. So if the Nathans are listening, then after this break, during their own song, perhaps Professor Nathan will give us a call. Let's give it a try. You never know. Stranger things have happened. So we'll take a quick break, come back with some Nathan, and maybe Professor Nathan, if he's listening.